Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of That's the Tea. I am in serious need of coffee. If you are too, please raise your hand. You can't see it right now, but I have both of my hands raised. I need to slow down on the coffee, but there's days where you just, it makes you feel better. If it's not good morning to you, maybe good afternoon, good evening, good night, whenever you're listening to this, it's okay. Coffee's good at any time, right? I'm getting my day started. I woke up, got my son ready, made him lunch for today for school, dropped him off. Our drive is pretty far, so it's wild for right now. Then I went to clean my car. I got home, let my roommate's dog out and fed him, cleaned up after him, cleaned up after myself. Our room was pretty messy, so took care of all that. And I still have so much to do before I have to go to work. Isn't it weird and crazy how, like, your day just flies by being an adult and doing all kinds of responsible shit. And as soon as you sit down and do something that you like, for example, talking to you guys in this podcast, I literally have less than an hour to finish all this. So I'm sorry that I'm not cranking out content like every week. I don't know how some people do it. You guys are fucking crazy. You guys are way cooler than me, creating all this content and just releasing it and still handling your adult shit. So kudos to you people, but at the moment I got so much going on, but I definitely make time to do this. So let's pick up from where we left off last episode. If you haven't checked out last episode, you should. You don't need to, but it'll be, you know, you'll have some nice little background for what's happening in this episode. I want to talk about janitors today, and I'll tell you guys why I want to talk about janitors after I talk about janitors. You know, it's like, it's weird that janitors have like this, like they're known as like, what's the word to describe it? Like a, it's like not an important job. Like it's like a low job for like the lowest of the lowest, I guess you can say. But I don't think people realize how important janitors are, like cleaning crews. They pick up after your dirty ass, so like they're important. They're so important. They should get paid way more than they do because they have to put up with some shit, pun intended, all the way. And they have to maintain places clean. Although there are some cleaning crews that don't do a good job, but I think janitors deserve a lot more respect just because they don't wear a tie or they don't wear a certain uniform or whatever. I mean, sometimes they don't even wear a uniform. They just, you know, they're comfy and they get the job done. But anyway, I want to talk about janitors because I was a janitor at some point. So we talked about how I almost gave up and like moved out of Kenosha, Wisconsin to go back to Chicago so that I could be by my family because I just couldn't do it anymore, right? I couldn't afford anything. It was getting really depressing. But I chose not to because of my son, right? I was not going to give up, you know, a few bruises here and there from life ain't shit. I was not going to leave my son fatherless. Hell no, I'd have to die. Okay, I'm getting a little too passionate about that part. So what do you do? What do you do after you quit your job and you've chosen not to leave and you've already packed and I mean, you were ready to go. So what do you do now? I'll tell you what I did. So when I had chosen to stay because I was going to move to Chicago again and it was like it was set on my mind 100% like that's what I was doing. And when I changed it around, one of the main reasons also that I just was able to kind of like talk myself back into, dude, you got this. It's okay. Life's going to suck plenty of times, but doesn't mean give up ever. I remember I started unpacking all my shit. I had to bring all the stuff from my car back into my apartment. And it wasn't a lot. Like I mentioned previously, I didn't have much in my apartment. It was just a few things. So it didn't take too much to get all that out again. And I had this frame. I had this like a this painting. It wasn't even a painting. The picture was like the what the frame comes with. So then you can frame a picture. But it was just like the background photo of it or whatever. I took that out of the picture frame and I hung the picture just like a poster and I got rid of the frame And I put it in the living room. And it just looked so nice. Like, it made me feel so good. And it was one of the first things that I started doing to make myself feel better about everything and enjoy my apartment and where I was at the time. I needed it to have that feel like I wanted to come home to this place. I had just quit my job, so what was I gonna do? You know, how was I gonna pay for any of this? So my concern wasn't even money at the time or at that specific moment in time. I just wanted to make my place look nice and comfy and look more like home. I was gonna go pick up my son that day because his mom needed me to pick him up from daycare or something like that. So I got everything ready, and having that photo, I know this sounds silly, like it's really silly, but sometimes you gotta do things like this for yourself because they legit just change things around, and it's just like your frequencies and your vibes, everything is just like, it's beautiful. It's like, it's like this zen feeling, like you are here and you know that you're here. You're not worried about the past or the future. You're legit just focused on what you have at the moment. So this photo did that for me, right? This poster. I organized everything. I moved my apartment around differently from what I had before. And I got all that settled, grabbed my laptop, and I went straight to the library. I started applying to a bunch of places, and I was reading a little bit, and I wasn't even thinking about anything, honestly, that was too stressful. I'm gonna get a job. I wasn't like, well, what am I gonna do? Like, how do I do this? How do I do that? I applied to a bunch of places, and I had an interview with these people for a cleaning position. It ended up not working out. I'm not sure why. Maybe they just thought I didn't have enough experience in that, which I didn't. All the experience I have is from getting my ass beat by my mom when I didn't clean my room. Anyway, that didn't work out. They lost out on a great employee, though. Wherever they're at, I bet you didn't have someone as awesome as me. But whatever, I'm not bitter. I had applied to a bunch of positions, and honestly, some I didn't even know what I was applying for. But it felt like I applied to at least 20 places. And that same day, no joke, the same day when I decided that I wasn't going to leave and I went to apply to a bunch of jobs at the library, I got home. I picked up my son from daycare. So I went and I picked him up, and it felt really good, right? I had my son with me. He has no idea that his dad is unemployed. What the heck is his dad going to do with no income? How are we going to survive, right? But that wasn't even a thought. You know, we're just hanging out and waiting for his mom to come pick him up. I think his uncle was with us that day. If he's listening to this, you know who you are, man. He helped me with babysitting for a few weeks, and that was crucial to me being able to stay and survive at what was going to become my new job. So thank you very much. You know who you are, man. Leo and I definitely love you and appreciate you. I got a call from one of the places that I applied to. It was a cleaning company, and they offered offered me an interview. I went and I checked it out, and I remember the pay rate was like $12.50 or $12.75, something like that. That's the most I had ever been paid in my life. I was 23. Yeah, I was 23 when I got that job. So it definitely helped me pay my bills and all that. I would be able to maintain my little life for a while. So they hired me, and they gave me my boss's number, and they were communicating with me via text messages, and the guy was giving me directions. And at that time, I don't know why my GPS was so shitty. It was like I had to memorize the roads because my phone was so whack, like I couldn't really use GPS. So for a while, I was taking the longest fucking route possible because sometimes I'm a little slow, and I didn't realize I could cut through a certain road that legit cut me like 20 minutes, guys. That's how much time I was driving further because I didn't know about this. Anyway, forget about that. So I was communicating with my boss, and I couldn't find the building that he sent me to, and I had to go pick up my uniform and all that stuff. So anyway, I finally meet up with one of the other employees. The boss told him to meet up with me, He gives me a shirt, and I walk into the building. And the first thing that I see for my new job is a bucket full of water and cleaning supplies and a mop. Now, at this time, you know, I had never been a janitor before. I had never cleaned buildings or anything like that. I had never used like proper chemicals to clean up shit. You know, just like the typical Hispanic households at Fabuloso. That's really all I knew as far as mopping. And I remember I had this feeling of like I was really sad for a little bit, because I felt like I was a failure, right? I felt like a big ass fucking loser. Like, here I am with this mop about to just go wipe shit, clean up shit, and it sucked. It really felt like I was nobody. And I felt like that for a while, because you could tell, like, people look at you differently, they treat you differently when you are part of a cleaning crew. Some people are nicer to you because they think they just feel bad for you. And some people are just shitty to you because they think they're above you. So there's this weird like middle area where you don't even know how you should feel. Like, is this a good job, or is this really a shitty job? Like, what am I doing here? I didn't have time to dwell on that. I didn't have the brain cells for it either. I just didn't have any part of me that was willing to always dwell on that. And as much as it sucked, and I remember talking to my mom about it, and even she felt kind of, you know, she felt bad for me because I was in a tough spot, and I was cleaning bathrooms for a living, cleaning up after people and throwing away garbage and doing all kinds of shit, right? But as time passed by, and I got the hang of it thanks to my coworkers, I promise you guys, I didn't give a fuck about whether this was a bad job or a low job, whatever. I went in and learned what I needed to learn about it, and I will say that I did an amazing job. And I could tell that I did an amazing job because of how other people treated me and how my bosses treated me. And at, you know, in the beginning, it was like, here's just this kid who has to clean up, and you know, he's probably not going to do a good job, just like previous people. And those are things that I heard, right? Like, that people didn't last there long because, you know, for whatever reason, they just maybe didn't like the job, or they just didn't have a work ethic. I don't know. I don't know what to describe it as or how to define that. But it made me look good because I came in and I did a job. And if my job was mediocre, the people before me were so shitty at it that it made me look like I was this amazing fucking janitor. So I'll take it, you know, whatever. It got to the point where the people at my bosses at the building, not like the cleaning crew boss, but like the boss at the place, at the warehouse that I worked at, he had full confidence in me and let me use like their supplies, let me use their machines, and it was just really cool. And I started getting this sense of like confidence in myself that I never had. I felt manly. I felt like really, like, I felt tough. I'm like, yes, I can go and do shit and possibly fix stuff now. I felt good about it. Like, I really did. Like, I had to do a lot of stuff that was pretty tough. Like, when it was like heavy lifting shit, that's probably the toughest that I had to do. There was stuff that was tedious, like getting in between like certain like metal parts and conveyors to get like all the dust out and stuff like that. But every day I did my best at this job, and I kind of developed a routine for myself. You know, at this time I do this, at this time I do that. It just showed that you are a great employee and you're there to get the job done. And no matter what anyone thinks or says or whatever, how they feel about what you're doing, it doesn't matter, as long as, you know, you have pride and confidence in yourself and you do your job 100%, even if you hate the job. That's always a thing for me. No matter how much you hate a job, like, you still go and perform as best as you can, because at the end of the day, they're still paying you, right? So you can quit the job, and that's totally fine too. But while you're there, you know, you give your 100%. So I'm a fucking janitor now, right? I have my uniform, I got all my little tools, I got all my cleaning supplies, and I did this for about 6 months, and in between I started making friends there. People that already worked at the actual warehouse that I was cleaning, and they got to see my work ethic, so I think they're proof of these words, and I'm not just saying shit to make myself look good or anything like that. I just I have huge respect for janitors, because like I personally know what that job is like, and I understand what you have to go through as part of the job and things that have nothing to do with the job. And I learned a lot. There's a lot that I didn't know. Something as simple as how to clean a toilet, right? Who doesn't know how to do that? Well, I really didn't. Not, at least not properly. So I learned things that I even brought home with me that I could apply and teach my son. And it was a fucking wonderful experience. Like, I don't regret it. I don't feel bad about it now. I'm full of pride when I tell people, yeah, I took a job as a fucking janitor. I guess I shouldn't have pride, because it's like, oh, I'm a janitor, so you have to respect me no matter what. But it's more like, it's such a job that looks, it's like frowned upon. And I went in there thinking the same thing, and I came out of there like, I don't know what people think when someone does these kind of jobs. But anyway, so I did that for a while, right? And there were some experiences that at some point, like, there'll be episodes also like where I could specifically talk about one situation, because there's so many. And we can kind of just, and I can just kind of like explain it in further detail. But for today's episode, there's one incident that happened, and it made me gain a friend for, I want to say, life. Brian, if I hope you're listening to this, man, I really do. I appreciate you, and I've never forgotten that gesture, as simple as it may have been. To me, you have no idea how much of an impact it made. So there's two facilities that the cleaning crew that was contracted for the cleaning jobs had to take care of. And the second building, which I only went there certain days, there was a shitload of water by the machines, and it had to get scrubbed out, or squeegeed out, pushed out, whatever you want to call it. And our machine that we could use to like suck up water, like, it wasn't working, so it had to be manually done. And who was the only person available for this? Of course, me, because I have the best luck ever. So I had to go do this, and I'm looking like, oh man, I don't know what to do. Like, well, I don't know what these guys want me to do. Like, just do I start scrubbing this shit out of here? What do I do? And everyone's just standing there, right? There's a bunch of people from like just a bunch of employees and security and people from other companies. And they're waiting because they need to get their, you know, they need to do whatever they got to do, but they can't because of all that water. So I'm just there, like, oh fuck. Okay, so I start pushing water out, right? I grab a broom and I start pushing all the water out of the warehouse through the dock, the docking area. I start pushing it out, and I'm doing all this by myself as everyone's just watching, this tiny little Mexican guy just pushing water out. And it was gonna take me forever. Like, this shit was not a 5-minute job. And then my friend, who wasn't my friend at the time, but we kind of chatted here and there, my friend Brian, he grabs another fucking broom and starts helping me, while everyone else was just watching me. You know, like, this could have made their day easier and faster if everyone could have just like went in there with me and pushed the shit out. Anyway, Brian did like half the work, I want to say. If he didn't, I just want to give him that much credit. Brian, you're awesome. So we're, you know, cleaning all this up, and we're finally done with it. And I express my gratitude and like, thank you so much, man. Like, this is so helpful. And, you know, like, nah, don't worry about it, you know, blah, 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 blah. Typical, humble, nice guy, right? So I went to the break room, like their break room in that facility. And I took out a soda, and I wrote like a little note, and I left it there for Brian to have for like break or lunch or whatever. And ever since, like, we kind of became friends. Like, we chatted a little bit more. I started going to like his annual parties. I did a photo shoot for his family. one of my most one of my favorite photos is of him and his daughter, his oldest daughter or his oldest kid, just laying on the grass and like looking at the camera. It's a beautiful fucking photo. Brian, again, thank you so much. If you guys know Brian, he's a fucking cool dude. So that's like my experience as a janitor summed up. I made a lot of friends. Some of them are still really close friends of mine today. And they got to see what kind of person I was, you could say, and my work ethic. Shout out to my dad. That's where I get it from. And my mom. I'm sorry, Mom. You know I get that from you, too. We'd be cleaning up at 7 a.m. because according to my mom, it was already noon. And then she bust out the music. And I, you know what's crazy, guys? I do that for my son. Oh, my God. That's fucking weird. So I'll play music and sometimes I'll be cleaning. And he knows it's cleaning time. I am pulling a mom on my son. Holy cow. I used to hate it. So he probably fucking hates it. But maybe when he's older, he'll do the same thing and like start cleaning whenever he hears this, like certain music. Oh, this is cleaning time. Like my mom had a playlist. I'm sure everyone can relate. I'm sure everyone can relate to this. It's like, you know, you knew when it was cleaning time. Okay, anyway, let me go back to my story before I completely forget, because I will go somewhere else. So I had made a bunch of friends, right? And eventually I got hired at the actual company. And it changed my life. Like I worked there for almost 6 years, or if not 6 years. Well, technically 6 years, almost 7 years with the whole janitor job. And some of the people that I talk to every day are people from this job. I had benefits for the first time ever in my life. And it helped my son and I out so much. So, point of all this is, no matter what your job is, like sometimes you do things that, you know, you have no, you just don't have any other options. So you do what you got to do. And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes, you know, it really beats you down. But you're doing this to maintain yourself and, you know, have a decent life at best. Which is not bad, you know, a decent life is not bad. As long as you get to enjoy some of the things that you enjoy normally, that's a pretty good fucking life to me. So, anyone that's a janitor or cleans for a living or, you know, whatever the task may be, even if you don't get paid for it, if it's something you do at home, you are a wonder in this world because people are dirty, literally. People are so dirty, and I hate that people just toss their fucking cigarettes out the window and their garbage out the window, and they just like throw it on the road. Like, who do you think is gonna clean that up? You know, we already have so much garbage on the in the world. Just, you know, people are by nature, I guess, they, you know, they don't want to clean up after themselves, which doesn't make any sense to me. It's just the easiest thing to do is to grab your fucking fast food bag and throw it out the window, and you don't have to deal with it, right? Well, the planet has to deal with it, and then someone else has to deal with it. So don't be a piece of shit person. Clean up after yourself. And janitors, let me go back to you guys, speaking to cleaning people or people that do this for a living. Your job is important. I hope you get paid a shitload of money for what you do, although I know that's a long shot because you're not as appreciated. But trust me, your job functions are essential, and it's a job to be confident and prideful about, because without you, this world would be a fucking mess. So thank you guys for what you do. Honestly, if I had never been a janitor, I might not have been able to express these things. So I'm glad that I did, and I'm humbled by it, and it's one of the best jobs I've ever had. Because it's molded a part of me, and that's something that you don't just get anywhere. So thank you, life, for fucking me up a little bit, but thank you for allowing me to be a fucking warrior and a beast, just like all these other people who do this every fucking day and have done it for years. Thank you, guys. All right, now part two of this episode. In the last episode, I mentioned that there was a neighbor, right? Well, actually, I've had multiple neighbors, and this is an episode about the neighbor that moved in literally a few months after I moved into my apartment. She lived right behind me. She is not related to John, okay? If you guys don't know about John, please listen to the episode Creepy Strangers. It's, you'll get a kick out of it. You can make fun of me, it's okay. But John and this neighbor were not related. I don't remember her name, honestly. But I think she was like a, I don't know, she was like a college girl or fresh out of high school. Or I don't know what she was doing, honestly. And I don't mean to insult her. That's not what this episode is about, I promise. It's just about an incident I had with her, or a few incidents that I had with her. And this one was probably the scariest. So I was at my apartment, because this is how things happen for me. I can't take a nap because someone is going to show up to disturb my peace. I was at my apartment and this, and my neighbor came by and she needed to use the phone. I had a crappy phone, guys, and I'll one day you'll find out why I highlight and specifically talk about how shitty my phone was. So I had this shitty phone that I bought at Walmart. It was like one of those just like slider phones, and I didn't purchase minutes for it. It was just like the most basic phone that you can have. So it didn't really do much. It just served its purpose. I could make phone calls and I could text message people. So I let her come in and, you know, use a phone or whatever. And she's in the kitchen. I'm in my living room waiting. She's making her phone call, talking to people. Well, I don't know who she was talking to, honestly. But then right away the conversation started getting weird. She was talking to someone and she mentioned somebody had gotten hurt in her apartment and they were dead. Just like that. This is what I walked into in the afternoon on a random fucking, like, what was this? I don't remember if it was a weekend. No, this happened after work too, because she probably would have came to my apartment earlier, but I wasn't there because I was working. Yeah, this happened like it was during the week. And so she's talking on the phone, right? And I hear her say all these weird things, and one of them was about murder. And I was like, fuck, what did I do? And then she starts like rocking back and forth on my chair. Like one of my chairs, I had all different chairs. They were not like a matching table or dinner set or nothing like that. And she's rocking on one of these chairs back and forth. Just like a horror movie, guys, like legit, just like with her hair like covering her face. She's on the phone and she's going back and forth. I'm like, fuck, this fucking girl killed somebody. I don't know what to do right now. I'm fucking scared. So I think she mentioned like she didn't feel good or something like that. So she hung up and she's telling me she doesn't feel good. And I don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh, shit, if I call the cops right in front of her, what if she tries to kill me? Like, I don't know what to do. So I grabbed a cup of water. That was my solution, guys. I don't know if this helped at all, but I grabbed a cup of water. I'm like, here, you want some water? And she took it, though. So she took it. So maybe that's why she didn't kill me. So we're waiting there, and she finally goes back home. And I don't hear, like, much noises in the apartment. So I call the cops. I'm like, fuck, what if there's a dead body in there and I don't say anything? And, you know, I need to do something about this. So I call the cops. They show up. They come into my apartment and they talk to me about what happened. And, you know, they didn't even show up right away. Like this, I don't know how long it took them to get there. So they show up and I'm trying to explain what I heard and just like her demeanor and like how she was, you know, like she was saying she didn't feel good and whatnot. And they're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, man, I don't know if anything happened. I just, you know, I'm just trying to help out and I'm trying to make sure that whatever happened, like, you know, like you guys can take care of it. So they came back to my apartment after talking with her and they said there was no murdered person. There was nothing happening over there. So I didn't have to be concerned about it. So I'm just like, what the fuck, you know, like, I don't, so what happened then, like, what do I do from now on when this girl tries to come here and ask for anything like that? The police left, and I didn't hear much from this girl for, like, a few days, so she came back another time, and she apologized for that day. It looked like she was a little embarrassed, so maybe she wasn't, like, crazy or anything, but it definitely changed my mind about her. Like, I'm like, I'm not letting you in my apartment ever again. I don't know what that was about, but no. So one day she came to my apartment to try and use my Wi-Fi. And I was like, no. Like, I didn't even feel bad about it. Normally I would have been like, okay, fine. Like, okay, yeah, just one day. And then I don't say much about it, right? But today, that day, I was just like, nah, like, I'm not letting you in my apartment ever again. Well, I didn't tell her that. I just told her she couldn't use my Wi-Fi. And she left pretty disappointed. But, you know, you can't help everyone out because you don't know what these people be doing. In my mind, all I could see was her rocking back and forth in my chairs again. And this time, me not surviving. So, I was like, nope. Never giving you a cup of water again. And you can never use my phone again either. So, bye. And they're just like, there was always like some stuff happening with this neighbor. And I could hear, like, our walls were fucking thin. I could hear everything and it sucked. So wherever she's at, I hope she's doing better in life. And I hope she's doing good. And she doesn't have to deal with whatever she was dealing at that time. Because fuck, that was scary. And she scared the shit out of me. I didn't have my son that day. So I've gotten lucky in that aspect. If my son had been there though that day, I would have never let her use my phone. So she was kind of lucky too. But anyway, that's, isn't it weird? Like, how do you go to someone's apartment to like use their phone and talk about murder right next to them and then kind of creep them out and then just leave like that? That's crazy. I hope I've never been creepy to anyone like that. 'Cause fuck, that's scary. Some trauma right there. So be careful when people ask you for your phone, you know, you never know who they're calling. And also have a cup of water handy. That might go a long way with whoever is trying to use your phone. Without you guys, like, this podcast doesn't survive. So please share it. If you have any, if you have anything to add or express or suggest, feel free to comment on our social media pages, you know, Instagram and Facebook. I would love to hear what you guys think. And in the meantime, I got to get my ass ready to pick up my son and make sure he's got dinner ready and clean up and then go to work and then come back and try and edit all this. And I got a lot to do and I'm still here talking to you guys. Why? Because I fucking love you all. Thank you so much for listening to That's the Tea. Peace and love always.